This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Such a beautiful song. So of course, the Pharisees said it was evil. I know folks that have talked to Robert Plant. It's really mad that they say it's a satanic song. The opposite of that, it's a song against the devil. It's a song against selling your soul. It's a song against getting there where your shadows are taller than your soul, which means the crimes are greater than the good. When you're weighed in the eye of God, all seeing. Goes, oh, all-seeing eye, the devil. No, everything the enemy does is a counterfeit. God does have the all-seeing eye. So Lucifer tricks us to believe that he has the all-seeing eye. When the devil sees nothing, crank this song up. He's an angel. People say, oh, you play it back. It says, sweet Satan. You can play back my voice and find all sorts of made-up crap. I know where my heart is. I love all these Pharisees all day saying who the devil is, who the devil isn't. I see you out at an abortion clinic saving kids. I'm not up here on some high horse. You are. And hell's full of all the big-mouth preachers. I get around most preachers and they start squirming. I can almost see their little forked tails. These big mega churches are so satanic. To be a rock and not to roll. Be a rock, not sand that flows away. The whole song's Christian. Oh, it's true that Page got into Luciferianism until he got a little too deep into it. Found out he wanted to pull his little weenie out of that light socket. Just because people turned into evil didn't mean they didn't turn out of it. Look at the lesson on the cross with the thief. Tonight you'll be with me in paradise. It's never too late to turn back on the road you're on. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, I've really done okay today, but I have not covered but a fraction of the news. Michael Springman's joining us, big whistleblower. Just to get into the fact that these visas are all wide open, you've got all the other whistleblowers coming out saying they're ordered to say Islamic terror doesn't even exist. And we've had these bans before. I don't even know Springman's view on this yet. I just respect him. He helped expose how that they brought in a bunch of the hijackers knowing they were terrorists and were ordered to stand down. And that just goes into this whole deal where administration after administration, they're working with the jihadis out of Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia is quarterbacking the big Islamic jihad worldwide. So I want to get his view on Trump. I don't know if he supports him or not. That's how I work. I don't go, I want someone to back up my view, so get me this person. I say, these are respected people that worked in the visa departments at the highest levels. Get them on and see what they say. That's how I work. The crew keeps pointing out that I really do need to plug more. I only done it like for 30 seconds today. Just briefly, I cannot tell you how important it is that when you get products like Super Mel Vitality or X2 or Lung Cleanse or Natural Defense or just any of them, that you sign up for reorder. I'm the type myself that'll end up taking the supplements, have a great effect, and then I was never a supplement guy, and then I just forget to do it again. You know, somebody takes the Lazy Susan off the dinner table, or off the, you know, when family comes over and we put another leaf on the table, and sure enough, where's the Lazy Susan? Oh, I put it back over here. And then I end up going off my pills for 2 weeks, or my, you know, my drops. And I feel it instantly. I'm like, man, I know what Super Mel Vitality does for me. I know that we've got the best toothpaste. I ran out of one tube and then was just going to the drawer a couple weeks ago and was using some old stuff I had, which wasn't bad. It's from the same company that makes ours. It didn't have iodine or silver in it, but ours is better. And I was like, why am I lazy? Why am I not even going to work? That's why I had to get a new tube in here this week. I did take the tube I had to show you home with me the other day. I took it home Friday. And I've been, and I'm like, man, this is such good toothpaste. Wow, my dad really did make a hit. Retired dentist. And I'm sitting there going, I got to go tell people the same story. They buy it once. They think it's great. Why aren't you reordering it? Well, Sign up for AutoShip every month, every 2 months, every 3 months, every 6 months, every year, however you want it, whether it's a biome defense probiotic, or whether it's a Secret 12, or whether it's BioTrue Selenium, or any of them. DNA Force, Brain Force, Knockout. And this is stuff you ongoing use. It's so good, and it ongoing supports the broadcast. And you get 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip at InfoWarsStore.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Trump's moving against the Federal Reserve to make them loan to small businesses and to community banks. That's been 9 years since they really loaned any money to the people. Their bailout was a Wall Street robbery event, and Trump's just delivering again. I just, he's so good, it really makes my head spin, quite frankly, versus what they say about him. It's super Americana. It's not right-wing. It's not left-wing. It's, hey, we have borders. Wow. Just a moderate of borders, and they freak out. Or, oh, hey, we're not going to, you know, let China have one-sided trade deals with us, and it's the end of the world. Japan's not going to have one-sided trade deals. And now, what is it, $300 billion Japan's announced this year to be built? This year? Was $100 billion before he even got in office? So amazing things happening. Now, a lot of times I get guests on who I know are respected, who I respect, even though I haven't gone and seen what their view is on something. So many other TV shows and radio shows will call me and they'll say, what's your view on this? We want to make sure what your view is before we have you on. I don't do that. I respect J. Michael Springman because I remember he was one of the first whistleblowers to document back in 2001 and then 2002 what later came out in the FBI reports and in the 28 pages that members of Congress have been on who've read it to expose, that we knew Saudi Arabia was involved, that was a stand-down ordered. Well, Mr. Springman went public first and exposed that because he'd been the head of the visa section there and then had left to another area, and then his colleagues told him what happened. So he wrote the book years later, but he went public. And he's written the book, Visas for Al-Qaeda, CIA Hideouts That Rocked the World. And so General Flynn, 5 years ago, head of Defense Intelligence, who they're trying to kick out right now, now is National Security Advisor, worked with the rest of the Pentagon to just tell Obama and others, we're not going to back Al-Qaeda and ISIS taking over Syria. And they actually then just basically told Obama, you're going to let us work with the Russians to start kicking them out of the country, or we're going to expose this. The president was told that. In fact, we broke that here first with Colonel Schaefer. We've had Cy Hirsch on about it. I mean, this is big, big, big mojo, okay? I mean, I'm not bragging. We know the real history of what's happened. So our government actually has been saying no for 15 years in trying to back Al-Qaeda and al-Nusra and now ISIS, all the same group, different names, and Islamic State, which is its own, you know, country in between Iraq and what's Syria. So I'm just giving you some background here. I don't know his view on Trump. I don't know his view on what's happening with the law and the visas and all the rest of it, but I'm going to get Springman's view just in the prism of his life and his experience, what this signifies, because they're all over the news. They'll even say, look how crazy Trump is trying to stop people from these seven nations. Then they won't even read the law on air. They just say he's crazy and a liar. And then the Ninth Circuit clearly just ignored reality. Now, Trump can't say for a religion you're barred, because that's the First Amendment, and I agree with that. But that's not what he did. So I want to get J. Michael Springman's take on this, his view on this, where this is all going. But I think our country, our military 5 years ago, finally started coming up from the bottom and supporting Al-Qaeda and ISIS all over the world. Our military would fight them on one hand, but then the State Department and CIA would support them on another. And the Arab Spring was really the fruition of this long, ongoing project. And Benghazi and, you know, the stand down there. So that's why I just linked the intro to ask our guest his view, his expert view on this, because now it seems like the old elements of the State Department and others are isolated, wanting to still support this, but the State Department's in open rebellion against Rex Tillerson and basically ignoring what he says to do. And so I really think this country has entered a very, very deep, deep, deep crisis. And, we need to somehow rectify it. So we'll get his take on that because he's worked for the State Department. He's, you know, he's done it all. And he was the first domino, even before the FBI agents, because they went public later, to come out and really expose the whole thing. He began to pull the first string on the sweater. And now the sweater is a pile of string on the floor. We've been proven right, but it's like, oh, we've moved into the future. Let's just forget that. But the future's now. We're living the context of this. And how deep is this deep state alliance with Saudi Arabian Wahhabist Islam go, a place where he lived for many years there in Saudi Arabia? So long intro. Get the book, J. Michael Springman, An Insider's View, Visas for Al-Qaeda, CIA Hideouts That Rocked the World, now more important than ever. Thanks for coming on, sir.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
That was a long kind of six-minute intro history for listeners. I mean, hey, do you agree, disagree? I mean, where do we start here?
Well, it starts in a couple of different places. Going back to the book, it showed how the U.S. government was working with the terrorists, essentially recruiting, training, and supporting them in conjunction with the repressive and rather repulsive allies we've got in the region, like Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states and Israel and Turkey. And we kept pumping money and weapons and supplies into these people. And at the same time, we're fighting them, saying, oh, my God, we have these terrorists. They're everywhere. We have to fight them tooth and nail. And Obama gives them ground-to-air missiles. He gives them leftover weapons from the Yugoslav war in Croatia. It's astonishing. And now they're saying, oh, this is terrible. We have to do something about it. Well, what you do about it is simply stop supporting the terrorists. Don't give them weapons. Don't give them money. Don't let them go to Israel for medical treatment after they've been wounded in Syria. It's a simple way of stopping this, but the the attention gets focused on the wrong things, I think. Trump started out very well making statements about one-sided trade deals, making statements about the flood of illegal aliens coming into the United States. But he went off the rails with his ban on visas or people or permanent residents or anybody who's been traveling in any of these countries, no matter what their nationality is, and creating a tremendous uproar in the United States and around the world. And it turns out that these seven countries essentially were the same ones that were targeted by the United States back in 2001. Wesley Clark, the retired general, was on Democracy Now! In, I guess, maybe March of 2007. And he had said he had been at the Pentagon in 2001 in September and October, and had been told by high officials whom he wouldn't name that the United States was going to move against seven countries in 5 years and destroy them. And these were the same countries, with the exception of Lebanon and the addition of Yemen, that Donald Trump has banned from entry to the United States. And I think this goes back a long way to the American hostility toward the Arab and Muslim world, moving only into the country when it seems to be to America's advantage. What's happened is we've destroyed Afghanistan, we've destroyed Iraq, we've destroyed Yugoslavia, we've destroyed Libya, we've destroyed Syria, and we're in the process of destroying Yemen with our wonderful Saudi friends. And what's happened is that we have driven hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, into Europe. The country, or the continent, is flooded with people who have been driven out of their homes, out of the countries that we've destabilized, we've dehoused them, and we've deculturized them, blowing up things like the statues in Afghanistan or Ted Moore in Syria. And, you know, we've destroyed them. And the people have no homes, they have no country, and with American help, money under the table, assistance from passports that have been produced either by the French or the Qataris, or sold by the Syrian embassy in Berlin, or which have been lost or thrown away or stolen along the way, we've got people without a home moving into Europe where they had no culture, no language facility, and no education, and the continent is coming apart, and we don't look to see what's happening. We have George Soros and some of these other people who say, oh, yes, we want to help them. We want to set up cell phone charging stations. We want to set up Wi-Fi networks in the Balkans, their main transit route into Europe. And therefore, we have to help these poor people because just like in the United States with the flood of illegal aliens from American destruction of governments in Latin America, we've overthrown.
Sure, so the globalists, I mean, you're crystallizing this also perfectly. The globalist policies through the United States as well ruins these countries. They're falling apart. Then they flood here. Then they're exploited politically for control here. It's just a totally, you know, 360 full spectrum dominant system. But I love how you brought up the key points that Europe lets the jihadis that leave Europe to go fight in Syria come back and get medical treatment. Sweden in places have social worker programs to reincorporate them, as if you're going to let an Al-Qaeda or ISIS fighter come back and go to a Swedish, a re-education system, to play with Play-Doh and crap. I mean, this just shows how totally infiltrated we are and how the UN refugee program certifies to the State Department who's allowed to come in. Trump's saying we're not going to do that anymore. So from the info I have, the State Department is in open revolt, ignoring him and Tillerson, letting these people still flood in. So if that's correct, then what happens when there are other Islamic attacks?
Well, that's the thing, but they've either had real attacks or have had engineered attacks, false flag operations, if you will, I think. In France, for example, in Paris on November 13th, more than a year ago, you had people shot up in restaurants, you had explosions. Where did they get the weapons? Where did they get the explosives? They were smuggled in, as far as I know, from gunrunners from the Balkans. where
that's right. So let's talk about this when we come back. What is the dialectic? As a high level, you know, fellow in the State Department who oversaw a whole visa section in Saudi Arabia and blew the whistle on it. What is the philosophy of previous administrations? Because Trump is changing it, in my view, correct me if I'm wrong, to create the radical jihadis or fund them, let them in. You don't totally command them, but you let them attack. What is the point? Bring in huge numbers, let them attack, and then I guess take everybody's rights away? We'll be back with a major prime whistleblower. We'll be back.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
two different people. Then Pretty Boy, Dumbo, open his country up to jihadis, Trudeau, and Trump together in this meeting that's ongoing right now. Truly sickening. After all the things Trudeau has said about Trump. And again, folks, Trump's not perfect. I love him because he's actually trying to turn the economy on. He has Goldman Sachs totally angry at him. They're trying to deliver more jobs. I'm going to cover it after our guest leaves us. Visas for Al-Qaeda. J. Michael Springman. And I know you know this stuff, folks, but your friends, your family, they don't. Looking at all this in context then, Mr. Springman, again, I want your honest view, and I know you'll give it to me. You've heard me gushing over Trump. I didn't ask you what your view was before I called you, obviously. I really want to know it. I've had other people that were, in customs and in border enforcement on, and they just talk about the fact they weren't even allowed to say Islamic terror starting about 6-7 years ago. And how do you screen for this if you can't even say Islamic terror? But before we do that, what is the $64 trillion question? What is the math? What is the equation to bring the Islamic radicals in, protect them, give them weapons, let them attack? And then even politically, though, it's hurting France. It's hurting the German socialists. Why are they doing this?
Well, in Germany, for example, they have been concerned about a falling birth rate and not enough money coming in to support their social welfare system. And Chancellor Merkel and some big businessmen have the idea that, oh, well, we can bring these people in. They will bring new blood in, new outlook, new culture, and they will then have jobs and they won't be taxed and they will set the social welfare system back on track. What's happened is that they don't realize that a lot of these people are young single men with no real education. They're people that don't speak German, that don't speak Italian, that don't
who have total disdain. They were taught to hate the culture. They've now been plopped in.
Yeah, they're there, and there is no pool of Dari speakers, no pool of Arabic speakers that can help these people. They're just simply brought in and left to themselves. They've been turned into weapons, essentially, weapons of mass migration. And they are the ones, really, that are suffering. They've engendered this hatred amongst the Europeans themselves. The Europeans are fighting each other from the welcoming culture that wants to give them candy and flowers. And the other people who say, well, my God, look at what's happening. They come in. There's this tremendous crime rate. There was a guy in Vienna who had a sexual attack, so he raped a 10-year-old boy because he couldn't hold back anymore. I mean, this is insane.
Well, that's right. People don't know some of these poor Islamic cultures. It's all very schizophrenic. They're anti-gay, but then if it's love, it's okay to have sex with a boy, just not a man. I mean, it's like pedophilia is legal, but not being gay. I mean, it's totally backwards. And that's what's crazy is you start mentioning these stories. I could back up the articles, everything you're saying. It's so crazy that they bring in military-age men. And then, I mean, I've seen the videos where they throw old people out of their Section 8 housing for the Muslim young men. I mean, what type of image is that from Italy to Germany, throwing people out of their hotel and saying, take these North African people in? And it's insane.
Well, the thing of it is that they're sparking an increase in nationalism in Europe. There are the right or the farther right-wing parties from the Front National in France to the Alternative for Germany, they're saying we want to stop this, we want to change things, we want to bring back the old Germany, the old France. And essentially the government is not listening to the people. The people say we want protection, we want borders, we want we don't want sex-segregated swimming pools.
Oh, they're showing up at the beach. Yeah, the Muslims are, and demanding that women not be bikinis. Listen, go back to Islamabad if you don't like seeing women.
Well, in Saudi Arabia, my Arabic teacher said that her son's school said it was terrible for women to wear two-piece bathing suits, and she regularly wore a bikini when she went swimming in the Red Sea.
Wow.
But the Europeans are absolutely furious, and I think things are going to continue not to improve. They're going to get worse, perhaps.
Well, do 5 more minutes with us on the other side, because this is a short segment. Yes. Thesis for Al-Qaeda, J. Michael Springman, the book available at Amazon.com and everywhere. I want to come back and ask you, there's a really smart guy, and I mean that, not condescending, like really smart guy, where you see this going? Where does this lead? Because it's obviously, I mean, it's like, It'd be like parachuting a bunch of, you know, modern multicultural black folks into 1830 Alabama, KKKville or whatever, is what it sounds like. The point is, you're just mixing all these Islamists in with liberal Europe does not mix.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Our guest is leaving us in about 5 minutes, and I'm going to cover tons of news I haven't gotten to yet. We have Dave and I coming in the third hour, fourth hour. I may co-host with him some. I've got a lot I want to cover, a lot I want to say. But I need to get off air, too, because I've got to get with a lot of people and write a big investigative report about what's really going on with Rince Primus. And, again, I didn't get this information from Trump. I get this because all the, obviously, good people that are around Trump know what's going on, and Trump talks to people that I know as well. Absolutely infiltrated by Republicans who are out to get Trump. So, I mean, they're owned by the very same big Wall Street interests that want a monopoly. And Trump's breaking that up. I've got the Federal Reserve news here I'm going to get to. I mean, you want it, you got it. I mean, it's really amazing what Trump's doing. America's open for business. Now, does that mean billionaires and stuff that do good deals aren't going to make money? No. This is free market. They're going to be rich people. But they're going to produce stuff, and they're going to build industry, and they're going to make this a world based on people. Globalism's the opposite. It's the post-industrial world. They pick the winners. It's horrible. The book is Visas for Al-Qaeda, CIA Handouts That Rock the World. J. Michael Springman, An Inside View. I read the book about a year ago. We had him on about it. It's powerful. I remember interviewing him in, I think I had Springman on before 2001 even ended. I mean, I remember seeing him in Canadian papers just exposing the Saudis and the CIA ordering him let in, even though they were on terror list and everything. When was it you first went public? Because I saw your story. Didn't get really any attention here at first. I think I had you on. When did you first go public?
This was back at the end of 2001, I think. Yeah. I had done an article for Covert Action Quarterly, which is now out of existence. And then the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation picked this up and had me interviewed, I guess, in the winter.
Yeah, that's when I saw it, because I remember having you on right around Christmas, one of the last shows of the year. And wow. And boy, I got to say, everything you said turned out to be spot on.
Unfortunately.
I mean, it's all dead on, but we had all those FBI agents. People always call me a conspiracy theorist. I'm quoting FBI translator Sybil Edmonds. I'm quoting the FBI agents that said we were ordered to stand down. They go, oh, shut up. You say the firefighters blew up the buildings. No, I'm not. Our government is working with radical Islam and protecting it. Springman, why and where does this go and where do you think it ends?
Well, why they're doing this... I think they've got the idea that they can destabilize these countries and give the United States an opportunity to kind of fish in troubled waters, to sell them bombs and bullets, to sell them concrete and steel for their damaged buildings and sewage treatment plants. I think they see this as an advantage, and it helps Israel because the Arabs are fighting each other and not Israel. And I don't think it's going to get any better and will likely get worse unless and until we stop supporting the terrorists. We stop recruiting them, we stop training them, we stop supporting them. And then go to a Marshall Plan kind of affair where we rebuild their economies, we rebuild their destroyed infrastructure, and we teach them and educate them into how to operate computers and engineering plants and things like this.
Sure. Well, Springman, I know you were high-level State Department, but the way you're talking, you might have been doing something a little else, huh? Because I know that that was the CIA plan, and part of this has been declassified, of Eisenhower, was to build it into like the Riviera, like just like Syria was just a few years ago, hotels, beaches, export Western culture, modernize. The Muslims then wanted it. They didn't like the little desert bands that were trying to, kidnap women for Allah or whatever that Saudi Arabia has become and taking over. And so the whole Iraq project, putting Saddam in power in 1979, that was all leftovers of the Eisenhower plan to actually try to modernize in a Marshall Plan for the Middle East. Too bad that never happened. And again, I'm not into American interventionism, but that really created some good spots in the Middle East. When did it change to just destabilize, turn the jihadis loose? That is so immoral.
Well, I think this came after September 11, 2001. I think that this was when Wesley Clark in September, October of that year had said, high officials at the Defense Department said, we're going to attack seven countries and destroy them. And it's the same crowd of countries, Syria,
Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran.
Yeah, right. And then, as Robert Dreyfus said in his book about the devil, we know, he had said that up until then, we saw Islam as a shield against the evil, godless communists. And then afterwards, he said, after 2001, the whole thing changed, and Islam could be used as a sword to strike at governments and countries and people and organizations that we didn't like and wanted to change, probably for the worse.
Sure. So it's a jihad proxy army, and they admit that.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this then. Why let them into Europe? I get having them all kill each other. I'm not saying that's a good thing. Why then open the gates and have the head of the UN program Peter Sutherland advertised, come here, make it all cause celeb. I mean, look, they knew it was almost all people that got defeated in Syria, people that invaded, not even so much military, but a lot of them just pilgrims to steal land. They're all pouring in with fake passports, fake visas, that's admitted. More than half of them, according to even Interpol. That's more than just a mess. It looks like a giant false flag.
Well, there's a lot to that. I'm glad you mentioned Sutherland. There was another guy, Gerard Canales, an Austrian, who was one of George Soros' disciples. And then there is this Diederik Samson, yes, a Dutchman. And they put this together, the three of them. And the idea was to, in Sutherland's case, oh, we need to multiculturalize Europe. We need to bring in workers. We need to bring in warm bodies to make up for the failing and dying.
Sure,
people.
But they don't vet them. They bring military-age men, not the doctors and scientists that we used to bring.
Exactly. And I think part of this is if we can wreck Europe, we won't have any competition. Europe, if a united, organized Europe, would be a powerful political and economic body, and the United States, I don't think, wants to see that.
Sure, then how do you induce Merkel and Hollande and all of them to carry out the plan?
Well, tell them that if you continue to fight Russia, if you continue to bring in these floods of people that are essentially destroying your own countries and your own economies, we're going to put restrictions on you people. We're going to start saying, well, we will have a no-fly, no-sail zone over the British Isles. We want to see Northern Ireland liberated. We want to see Scotland set free and that kind of thing. And we have to make it very clear to them that the United States does not want to see a destroyed Europe, a collapsed Europe, a Europe that's filled with people busy fighting each other and fighting the...
Sure, sure. But you're hitting a globalist angle. I mean, I'm not saying you're a globalist. I'm saying on the surface inside the CIA, they're telling people, we're going to wreck Europe, so America's number one. The truth is they're wrecking us. They're wrecking Europe. They want to use China to leverage everybody out and have a huge sucking sound where everybody's poor, but the elites, because the future's here, it's just not evenly distributed. So really, it's just global destabilization. I see Trump coming in trying to block that earlier globalist operation. What do you think?
Well, he can. He can do it. He seems to be backing away from improving relations with Russia, and I don't know why.
Well, let me tell you, they've got neocons in the administration that he brought in to help him run things that are openly running around giving false reports of Russian intrigue to pick off all the good people and sabotage Trump. I mean, it's horrible.
Yeah, I agree with you. They're going to bring in Elliot Abrams, the Zionist maniac at the Department of State. And fortunately, he's out now. But he was seen for years by people.
Well, they keep telling Trump, if you just bring us in, we'll be nice. And the minute he brings them in, they're not nice. So I'll tell them. And they all know this. They're freaking out right now. They're going to get their asses thrown out in the next 3 weeks if they don't back off. But they can't help it. They can't help it. And then meanwhile, I'm trying to stop that whole angle, so I get accused of being a Zionist stooge. It's total upside-down land by the pseudo-intellectual left.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate your time. I mean, it's so confusing, I can hardly understand it. Other key tidbits.
Well, it's the thing that is that the United States has got to grasp reality and end this, we love immigrants of any shape or size. People who do come to the United States as permanent residents and then who become citizens are examined by the Central Intelligence Agency and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. But there's been a program for 8 years in the Obama administration called CARP, C-A-R-R-P. It's the Controlled Application Review and Resolution Program, where they work to delay, deny, or discourage Arabs and Muslims from becoming permanent residents and becoming citizens of the United States. No matter where they're from, they pick you out of thin air. They put you into this program. I've had clients that have fought for years to become citizens because they were married to an American. They were living here. Their children are citizens. And yet they couldn't get their paperwork through the government.
Sure, they encouraged to have a permanent illegal underclass the Democrats control. And so they make it hard for the really good people we want to get. Sorry, go ahead.
And they get votes. The Democrats want these people in to vote for them, and the big businessmen want them in because it's cheap labor. They won't complain because if you complain, we'll kick you out.
Absolutely. Wow. Mr. Springman, thank you for so much time, and we appreciate your work. Great job on the book.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate this.
Yeah, wow. Now, that's real sophisticated 30 minutes, 40 minutes of talk, folks. It's not just immigrants are perfect or immigrants are bad. It's, you know, the reality of what's going on. Every time I get a former customs official on or State Department person on, they pretty much agree because they care about the country and they know who the players are and they understand what's happening. You just heard it. You don't just take anybody, any shape, size, background. But the Democrats want the most dumbed down, unwashed people they can to mold them. And the big corporations want to exploit everybody. The big ones, they want cheap labor. I mean, Google and especially the big company, Apple, is lecturing Trump about how mean he is to these poor immigrants and the few hundred that got caught up at airports or whatever. They run Foxconn labs in China, dozens of factories with suicide nets, forced drugging, forced abortion, 18-hour workdays. And the daycare is the kids are chained up on power poles outside and crap in the street. Seriously, you pull up, there's hundreds of kids lined up, crapping on the side of the street, hoping they get one meal a day. I mean, I'm not kidding. And they support censorship. They support all this craziness. And then they lecture us how we're mean. I mean, Apple is a monster evil company. But they're all liberal. They all moral signal and justice signal so that, you know, they're the big official good people. I mean, David Knight adopted his daughter in China. You ought to hear what it was like, what the condition she was in. I mean, you know, this is hellish. I care about the Chinese people. They spin this, oh, you don't like Asians. You know, I'm not going to sit there and play that race card. The point is, this is a nightmare scenario taking place, and the worst offenders of human rights that fund radical Islamic takeovers, Apple, Google, they've all been involved supporting it, are just really wicked corporations that act like they're liberal and then do the worst stuff and treat people the very, very worst. And then Donald Trump's treating his employees like gods compared to them. See, he wants employees that can buy the products and go on his golf course. And Trump wants a big, rich, glistening world, big future for humanity. Ah, everything nice. He likes nice things. The globalists don't. They want you poor and stupid. And people are figuring that out, and that's why they're so scared. Now, the big secret is they're not the cutting edge. The globalists are not avant-garde. They're not the counterculture. We are. The globalists have taken over America and much of the world. They're trying to feed us cultural poison. People are saying no to it. So the globalists are projecting onto us, the people resisting it, what they say we are. When they're the ones putting cancer viruses in your vaccines, fluoride in your water, and glyphosate in your water. Now, let's look at some of their major attack pieces. Let's go to a piece here. Let's look at Joy Vila again. It's fun to look at her in the beautiful Trump skirt that fits her body just right. And again, it's not just that she has the classic feminine body, especially in the hip department, but it's not the dress is cut so good. It's not that she has such a nice smile. It's that it's a classic feminine Americana look in red, white, and blue. They can't stand that. Because, again, they even want to give you this shrunken, over-skinny view of a woman, again, to denigrate anything that's actually, every culture has, like, statues carved of women that look like that. And it's the whole symbol of productivity and reproduction and everything that's good. And, again, they're assaulting that world where a real woman can feel good. They want to make everybody feel bad about themselves. And again, is that counterculture when it's banned and they want to fire her and they want to ban her and get rid of her because she dared? Yeah, that's the counterculture. They're saying we wouldn't have let her do it if we knew it. In fact, that's why she had to wear a cloak over it, because they wouldn't have even let her. In America, she's invited. She's a guest. It's a secret she's pro-Trump. It's a secret the dressmaker is. She wants to do this. She knows it's a great stunt. She knows it's the counterculture. She knows it's the way to break through and be even bigger. She's already big enough to be at the Emmys. And so what does she do? She throws it in their face, and she's the biggest story in America today. Grammys, not the Emmys. I'll be honest, I don't watch any of the other Grammys. It's giant. Biggest thing out there, isn't it? The Emmys is the TV, and then the Grammys is music. And then the stupid Motion Picture Association is the dumbass. I mean, I care about Oscar. I'll piss on your Oscar, for your globalist, snot-nosed, old hunchback men. I get my Oscar every week as our numbers climb and as tens of millions more tune in, as our listeners spread the word, as we defeat you and overrun you and stop you, and as your bullying is defeated by that wonderful woman. But meanwhile, Meryl Streep's been running around again bitching about him. And this is a woman who defends pedophiles and wants to, you know, have Roman Polanski's conviction of a girl they grabbed, drugged, and raped. 13-year-old girl raped her. Ugh. And I'm not going to tell you how they raped her, but the point is that she's out there defending him as a wonderful person, standing ovations. You know what, lady? Just keep shooting your mouth off. What a disconnected, old, ugly witch you are. I don't mean you're ugly because you're old. You were a witch 50 years ago. You're another simpering, mentally ill turd puppet that they sit there and they hold up in front of everybody, and we're sick of you. So go back to hell where you came from, witch. But let's go ahead and get into some of the people freaking out and flipping out at the Grammys. Here it is.
This is precisely the time when artists go to work. There is no time for despair.
Stop. Back it up. Who is this tart? I forget who she is. J-Lo. So again, giant corporate people make hundreds of millions of dollars up there with their perfect manicured everything. All the leftists run these big foundations where 1 or 2% of the money goes to the Africans. And they hoard the money for themselves, like, you know, the Clintons and Oprah and all the rest of it. And then she's up there, oh, and we just got to do something. We're so oppressed. It's all so horrible. Let's critique this. It's so terrible. Trump wants to build factories for poor people. He doesn't want to bring people in from Somalia where women are sold on slave blocks. Why don't you go to Somalia for 5 minutes, lady? You'll be gang raped so fast, it'll make your head spin. Let's go back to her.
This is precisely the time when artists go to work. There is no time for despair.
Hey, pause. But artists, like, we're artists. We're real people. We're good. We do what the big corporations tell us to do. And Goldman Sachs hates it that he's dismantling their whole agenda. So we have to come together here on the big failing Hollywood music platform and just tell you that it's now time to do it with horrible acting skills. Let's go back to her.
No place for self-pity, no need for silence, and no room for fear.
Oh, hit pause. And just everybody sits there looking so poignant and so, oh, yeah, sitting up here in the big corrupt music industry system. It's all failing and collapsing and a total joke. Let's just hear how we're all so angry at Trump right now and his KKK. And, you know, we're just going to come together with the big mega corporations telling us what to do. And we appreciate it. And we love Saudi Arabia. Here it is.
We do language. That is how civilizations heal.
Hit pause again. Look at this cult. I got to tell you, she's got some nice legs. And they take these symbols of beauty and they shove them in their face, these mercenaries, these cultural mercenaries, and then just sell us on this is what we must do so that all these little kids at home watching this really believe this is the movement in your life. Fight the guy trying to restore the country. Fight the global movement for freedom. Fight to bring in Islamists to dominate and run your life. In the unhappy, bankrupt, mentally ill Hollywood and the music industry. Continue.
So tonight, we celebrate the most universal language, music.
Oh, good people. We're trying to get rid of the Bill of Rights Constitution. It's like, we the people in a racial cult by the big corporation.
Agent Orange for perpetuating all of the evil.
Hit pause. Back it up. Trump wants to get our military people treatment. He doesn't want them experimented on. He's trying to stop bad vaccines. He wants an investigation of vaccines. This guy's like, Agent Orange, our government secretly tested on us, and now we're bringing it down, and then brings it to Donald Trump. Donald Trump's the guy fighting all that. Who is this? Some kind of fascist boast? Who is he? Busta Rhymes, okay, back it up, let's play him, here it is.
President Agent Orange, for perpetuating all of the evil that you've been perpetuating throughout the United States. I want to thank President Agent Orange for a successful attempt at the Muslim ban. When we come together, we the people, we the people.
With President Trump, we don't know what comes next.
Oh my gosh, and then who is this candy ass? By the name of the band?
We sit here tonight, no matter our race or where we were born or color or race. Using this art, remember forever, we can survive.
All right, is a British guy named James Corbett. I mean, this is the complete joke. This is the corporate fed BS right down your throat. And only the stupidest people believe it or buy into it. I love it. Trump's Agent Orange, because he's orange now. He's a Monsanto poison. That's why I need to buy our water filters, the best out there, and cut the glyphosate out from Monsanto. It's in almost all the water supplies. But they won't actually tell you that. They'll just like, Agent Orange trying to stop our Muslim brothers, who all are murdering each other, all the Middle East and failed states, as you hop around on a stage weighing like 900 pounds, bitching. Because the big corporations have trained you to be rebellious and to dumb people down so they can be prepared for prison. And Trump's trying to stop all that. You can't stand it. Now let's go to another idiot. Let's go to John Oliver attacking yours truly with some intros of him saying Trump would never be president. Back after 2 months, not even knowing he'd have his job back, to attack me and take what we say out of context, making fun of the fact that I get concerned sometimes that I'm real and making a joke out of it. That's right, buddy. I am real.
Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
And Trump's sources get even worse, because he also cited an article to support his Muslims on 9/11 claim from InfoWars, a website run by this guy.
We linked
it. Hillary and Obama want to make you poor and pathetic. We have all their white papers.
They turned my face red for this.
You. They hate prosperity. They hate God. They hate children. God damn them to hell.
That man.
And they're holding up laugh tracks. Tell them to
grab a
laugh.
That is actually him at his most presentable. That is Alex Jones at a job interview. That's Alex Jones meeting his girlfriend's parents for the first time. Now, in his more outspoken moments, Jones has argued that the government has the ability to control tornadoes, that the Boston Marathon bombing was a false flag attack, and that tap water is a gay bomb, and that they are putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. And then there is the Sandy Hook school
shooting. Notice they always follow the same script.
So Sandy Hook is a synthetic, completely fake, with actors, in my view, manufactured. I couldn't believe it at first. I knew they had actors there, clearly, but I thought they killed some real kids. And it just shows how bold they are that they clearly used actors.
Now, that is not just offensive. It's stupid. If the government had actually hired
a
child actor,
there was
no way their stage parents would have stopped talking about it. Well, he didn't get the Tide commercial, but he did book a leading role in the government-sponsored false flag attack. It's the same director who did the moon landing.
Yeah, it was like all the fake Hillary videos.
Trump is apparently such a fan that Alex Jones himself has said it is surreal to talk about issues here on air.
But this is all the old recycled, approved, twisted BS.
And I would be skeptical of that if Trump hadn't gone on Jones's show and said this.
I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
You know what? I guess it makes sense that Donald Trump wants to impress Alex Jones. Why would you want to drain the swamp if not to eradicate all those gay frogs? You stay there.
One good
you
joke.
You stay where you are. This is really dangerous, though.
All right, that's fine.
There is a pattern here. Trump sees something that jives with his worldview, doesn't check it, half remembers it,
and then the top generals all tell him I'm dead on this
one. It takes on a life of its own and appears to validate itself. Let me try and show you that machine in action.
The gay bomb was a BBC article, by the way.
Millions of people voted illegally.
Put gay bomb on BBC and the Guardian.
From some dude on Twitter who claimed in November, while providing no evidence, we have verified more than 3 million
votes of BBC headline.
Citizens. The next day, InfoWars picked that up, and it spread like jet fuel among
the right-wing
sites.
The Guardian was the one.
That was quickly debunked by multiple
actors.
But despite that, days later, President-elect Trump started tweeting about millions of illegal votes and serious...
All right, we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with the fourth hour, InfoWars.com. They're desperate, aren't they? He doesn't get... They're also discredited that when he attacks me, the little bit of audience he's got thinks I must be great. I mean, there's a reason we're just exponentially rising, and they still haven't figured it out yet. That's how arrogant they are.